Welcome to the Bubbles Podcast.
Welcome. Hello.
Hi, Bubbles. James.
Hi.
How are you?
Why? The philosophy. Welcome to Bubbles, a podcast about philosophy.
That's the question, yeah. Right?
That's why? That's the question. Why?
When? Why everything?
Where?
Who, how? What, where, when, and why?
How?
And how?
Oh my God. What a revelation.
James, we have a jam-packed show today, but first, what's new in your world?
What's new in my world? Well, I'm not quite sure what's new in my world. I've just kind of been chilling.
Yeah? How's school going?
It's been going pretty good.
And you took up basketball, too?
Starting to, yeah.
Yeah? How's that going?
On a little skills thing right now. It's going good. They're helping me. Yeah, that's pretty much how that's going. My life has been pretty average. A couple changes, but nothing too insane going on.
Anything exciting coming up you're looking forward to?
Tomorrow we're going to Spirit Halloween.
Oh, that's gonna be cool. Do you have your Halloween costume sorted out?
Well, I am, I do know what I want to be. We just have to get the stuff.
Are you going to spill the beans now, or is it a surprise?
It's a surprise.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What's coming up on the Bubbles Podcast today? It's a little special episode, isn't it?
Yeah, we are going to 7-Eleven.
It's a special 7-Eleven edition of the podcast, actually.
Yes.
Do you want to explain what that means?
So, apparently 7-Eleven has added some new waters that are pretty good. So we're going to go to 7-Eleven and buy all the types of water that they have, or at least the ones that look interesting. And then we'll just take those back here and try them.
Yeah, we might get some new water alerts. Who knows what's going to happen?
Uh-huh.
But 7-Eleven usually gets a bad rap as kind of like convenience store, but they've got pretty good variety, I hear. So let's go check it out.
All right. See you there.
All right. So we're here on location outside of the 7-Eleven, and the craziest coincidence happened. So, I don't know if people have seen this episode or not, but a while back, we found a place where we could get Hilden
water, which is super premium water from England, right?
Without having it to get shipped here, and we hadn't found it any other place except this one place. And the 7-Eleven we went to happened to have the place where we found the Hilden water last time right next to it. So this is a special segment about the 7-Eleven waters, but we're also going to pick up some Hilden sparkling and still, if they still have it.
This is like a treasure hunt. So number one, we're going to do the 7-Eleven challenge and buy all the waters they have and try them.
Yeah.
And then number two, Mitsui. Do you think they're going to have it? Mitsua.
I hope so. They had it last time and it was all in stock. People didn't touch it. So let's see. Hopefully they still keep it on their shelves.
We'll be right back.
All right.
Bubbles, we're back.
We're back. So
we are back.
Before we get into all of these wonderful waters that we picked up at 7-Eleven, when we were at 7-Eleven, and actually we went to an area by 7-Eleven because we were on a little bit of a treasure hunt for some special water, weren't we, James?
We were. We were looking for Hilden water. And there's one place here that you can get it where you don't have to get it shipped to you. Like, you can pick it up for relatively cheap, too.
Yeah, I think it's like $1.99 or something. You took a picture, I think.
Yeah. So we ended up going to a 7-Eleven, and that place was right next to it where you can get the Hilden. So we walked in there to get it, and the biggest disappointment, we go to the water aisle, and, like, everything is missing.
Everything. There was only, like, one bottle of, Perrier or something there.
There was, like, nothing left. Not even, like, the trash waters, like Crystal Geyser and stuff.
And actually, James, we went to two Mitsuas, didn't we?
Yeah, and neither of them had Hilden. But the second one, where it was, like, more common to find Hilden, because it's a huge, huge grocery store.
Yeah.
Nothing.
So, James, there's some supply chain issues going on in the world right now, getting product to where it needs to be.
Yeah.
I actually have an article here. Are you interested to hear what's going on?
Sure.
This is from Eat This, Not That. And it's from actually today, October 1st, 2021. Shoppers are noticing these 9 shortages at their local grocery stores. Number one shortage, juice products, believe it or not. There's a shortage in juice products like orange juice, fresh juice. Number two.
Water.
Bottled water. Water is another grocery staple that is hard to find these days. And reports of shortages continue to circle on social media. Shoppers in Taste of Home Facebook thread report trouble finding bottled water at grocery stores as well as purchase limits. Back in July, Costco was spotted limiting the number of cases of water that members could buy on trips to the warehouse. We are currently out of water, a photo said of an in-store sign shared on Reddit. There's no ETA for our next delivery. We apologize for the inconvenience. So I guess some of that's what we suffered today.
Yeah.
Do you want to know any of the other items that are low?
Sure, I guess.
It says bread, pasta, toilet paper.
Pasta.
Paper towels. Everyone makes fun of me for how I say pasta. Lunchables. Lunchables are scarce right now.
Oh,
they
good.
They can just go away forever.
I don't like Lunchables. None of them are good.
Number 8, you want to make a guess?
Toilet paper?
Pumpkin. Pumpkin is number 8. So I guess there was a bad season for pumpkin last year and conditions aren't great this year. So there's a shortage of canned pumpkin. Meat is number 9. So that's that.
Yeah.
However, we did have a pretty successful trip to our local 7-Eleven.
I mean, maybe my hopes were too high, but I wouldn't call it a super successful trip.
Well, what did we score? First of all, what did you see at 7-Eleven in the water counter?
What do you mean?
Like, how did it look? The water aisle at 7-Eleven. There was a lot of selection, right?
Well, there was some selection, yeah. It took up a significant amount. It took up, like, a whole cooler of just water.
Yeah, we can put a picture up on our Instagram, but what kind of waters were you seeing in there?
Trash waters.
It was all kind of mixed up, right?
Yeah, but it was mainly trash waters. There were a couple of good ones, though, so those are the ones we picked up.
I think we picked up some good ones. I think if you know what you're looking for, you can get good water at 7-Eleven. Yeah. But there's also a lot of, like, marketing waters, like alkaline and different gimmicky types of things there.
We ended up picking up 2 trash waters here.
So what kind of waters did we get, James? Why don't you describe the waters and we'll get into one? Because I'm getting thirsty. I don't know about you.
Well, we got some...
New water alert! New water alert! New water alert! New water alert!
So, we got some new water alerts. They are new waters. I'm not going to say all of our new water alerts are good new waters.
But I think there's only 2 new waters here, right? Or 3 new waters.
There's 3.
3 new waters.
2 of them are bad.
And then the waters that we have today, 2 of them are in aluminum cans.
Yes.
1 of them is in glass, and 4 of them are in
plastic.
Yeah.
All right. So, I'm thirsty.
Yeah. How about you give a rundown of what the waters are first, and then we'll pick which one we want to try.
Okay. So, we have a couple waters that I'm excited for today, and then a couple I'm not excited for. I guess we'll start with the familiar faces. We've got Liquid Death Still.
Yep.
Liquid Death Sparkling.
Yep.
And then
Liquid Death you can find, well, we'll get into it more, but you can find it in most 7-Elevens.
And then we got some Perrier to take down. We've got 750 milliliters of it, so a pint of Perrier.
I was kind of surprised to see that large Perrier bottle in 7-Eleven.
Uh-huh.
Glass, too.
Like the stuff that you get at restaurants.
Yep.
Then we have 7-Eleven purified water. And then we have 7-Eleven brand, or 7 Select pure water, which is purified water with minerals and electrolytes. So it's the same thing, just...
That's a big bottle.
A little more artificial. Yeah, it's like a liter bottle, more maybe.
1.5 liter.
Jeez.
Okay.
And then we've got Fiji water.
Fiji water, always good.
For. And then the one that I'm most excited for, it's a new water alert, and it's actually a good one. It's Skyra Icelandic Spring Water. It's imported from Iceland, and we have 1 liter of it with us.
Cool, and I've got some more information on that, but is that... So which direction do you want to go here, from what you perceive to be the worst to the best, or how do you want
to
go?
Yeah, let's start with what I perceive to be the worst to the best, because that's... Yeah.
Okay, I so mean, as far as worst water goes here today...
I just want to get it out of the way.
I'm going to guess that you're going to pick up that... What's it called?
Seven Select Purified Water. Yeah.
So this is your basic cheapo water bottle. They'll put whatever label on it. It's all coming from the same place, probably some Nestle plant somewhere. And it's just a cheapo reverse osmosis little bottle of water.
Only reason I'm choosing this over the Seven Select Pure Water is because they don't even try to market this, right? Of course, I'd actually rather them not try and market it, because then it eliminates... plastic bottle use and all that, you know. But like, they don't try at all. Like, this I just tore the label
off.
It's
a cheapo bottle.
It's so bad. It's like, just
so I'm thirsty. Yeah. But I'm not all that thirsty to try this, but I'll give it a go. I'm game.
Uh-huh.
I'll be your guinea pig here.
I'm gonna also be a guinea pig, and I'm gonna have, like, that's enough.
Yeah, that's enough. I want to save room for this good water coming up.
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna have, like, a sip of
cheers,
this.
James.
Cheers.
To the new episode.
Yay! We're your guinea pigs. You should appreciate us for this.
Mm.
And you can appreciate us by following our Instagram at The Bowls Podcast.
Very good.
Or send us a review, please. Please. We don't get any reviews.
How's that chicken nugget water?
Chicken nugget water? No, it tastes like chicken nugget water.
Yeah, I don't like
good.
It. Yeah. It's just, it's not satisfying, especially when you're a water connoisseur like James is here. When you get to these, like, just basic tap water that's been RO'd and dumped into a plastic bottle.
I wouldn't call myself a water connoisseur, and if I am, then you are just as much of a water connoisseur as me.
I would take that as a compliment, sir.
Yeah. All right, second one. Same thing, just bigger bottle and actually marketed as healthy stuff. So, Seven Select Pure Water.
What's it say on the back of that one?
Nothing. It's just the same label on both sides.
What's it say there?
Oh. Ingredients: purified water, calcium chloride, sodium bicarbonate. Distributed by 7-Eleven Incorporated, Irving, Texas.
Irving, Texas. That's where 7-Eleven's headquarters is.
Yeah. And it's bottled by Niagara Bottling. We've actually seen that company multiple times before. They do all this trash water.
Huge bottling company.
Yeah. They bottle all this trash water.
Mm-hmm.
They kill all the turtles.
Well, the people kill the turtles.
Yeah. They just give the stuff to the people.
Let's try it.
Turtles.
See if this is any better. If it's an upgrade.
It's even more plasticky.
Okay, so give me a bottle cap rating first on the small bottle.
On the small bottle? They don't even try on this one, and this is mainly the stuff that's polluting our waters. This, too, but at least this is marketed towards people that are at least trying to be a little more environmentally conscious, right? I'm talking about the 7 Select Pure Water.
Yeah.
And then the one that they don't even try is just, yeah.
What's your bottle cap rating?
This gets a... 0.5 out of 10.
Okay.
The one that they don't even try, the 7 Select Purified. And the 7 Select Pure gets a 1 out of 10.
I can't disagree with those ratings. I'm 100% aligned with you. We are on the same page. Moving on. What's next?
All right. Now, we get good stuff. Finally. Jeez.
Yeah, get that out of there.
Yeah, can we, like, actually move these off the table?
Yeah, I'll use this to make some coffee or something with later. It'll be fine.
Yeah. So. Ooh, I don't know where to go from here.
I think we should crack this Skyro water, James. I'm interested.
Really?
I do.
Just go straight into it?
Go straight into it.
You sure?
It's time.
All right.
Don't hesitate any longer. Now, I have some information for you.
All right.
And this is a news article, news marketing article, dating back to March 4th of 2020 last year. And it says, 7-Eleven adds Skyra Icelandic spring water to private label lineup. joins retailer slate of 1,500 in-house brand products. Out of Irving, Texas, 7-Eleven has a new private labeled bottle. Skyra Icelandic Spring Water was created exclusively for 7-Eleven, the Irving, Texas-based convenience store chain said. The water is naturally alkaline with electrolytes, high pH of 8.8, and naturally low in mineral content. It's available in a 20-ounce bottle for $1.99 and a 1-liter bottle for $2.69. Skyra is an Icelandic word meaning clear or to clarify. According to 7-Eleven, the water comes from an Icelandic spring in the government-protected nature preserve.
Nice.
So, all right. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that is a, that's something, for sure. I just hope this isn't, like, a BS water and it's actually a good Icelandic water, because our record so far with 7-Eleven hasn't been too great.
Well, it says right on it, imported from Iceland. It's got an Icelandic flag on it. It's in a plastic bottle.
Pristine natural Icelandic spring water filtered over the ages through basalt and lava and bottled daily from a self-replenishing source. Nothing is added or taken out, with a naturally high pH of 8.88. All right. And also, we've got a temperature test this. We have the we have the stuff for it here. We have the thermometer.
Let's temperature test it. And then also, let's see if we can find out about the TDS or something about this water.
Yeah, totally. Here, let me temperature test real quick. Pour that in the cap. I'm going to pour myself that much.
Thank you. How are you going to temperature test?
And then...
I think that's too small of a sample. Maybe not. Maybe it'll work.
I think it's working.
I'll tell you, while you're doing that, James, I'm looking to see if I can find the TDS. When we tested the TDS content of Skyra spring water, we found out that the TDS content level in the water was 48 parts per million.
We are drinking this currently at 55.4 degrees Fahrenheit, which is 13 degrees Celsius. All right, you want to cheers this before we
Propst.
Props. I don't know what that means.
Cheers.
That's more like it. That's an earthy water.
It's earthy. Wow. It's balanced. It's not very complex, though.
Yeah, it's not. It's not great, but it's way better than what we had before.
It's the best water we've had today so far, except for the water that I drank this morning with my coffee, which was what?
Topo Chico. We got our hands on some again, finally.
Like the last case in Southern California, I think, because it's not around anywhere. And I think we're down to about 7 small bottles left.
Yeah.
And the other interesting thing is that the case that we did find is in the clear glass. Usually it has a little green tint to it, right?
Yeah.
So I guess they're still struggling with their supply chain on getting glass to build to make the bottles and getting distribution for that Topo Chico brand water too.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
So what do you think about Skyra, James?
I think it's good. I don't think it's anything insane, though. It's the best water 7-Eleven has in their lineup, but it's not.
Is it the best?
Good.
Because there's another couple waters here too that I would say are probably maybe a little bit.
I meant best 7-Eleven exclusive.
Right, exclusive 7-Eleven water. Like if you go into Starbucks and you buy Ethos water, we learned about that too, right? That's like a Starbucks brand water, just exclusive to Starbucks.
Yeah, what's that Italian one they have? It's actually pretty good.
That was pretty good too. Lucinia or something?
Yeah, I don't know. It was good.
That's a good water.
Uh-huh.
Ethos, not so much.
So, this is where it gets tricky. If we're going in order of what we think is going to be the worst to the best, what we perceive, I am having trouble choosing what's next because these are all really
well. First, you're
going
to have to give me a bottle cap rating on the Skyra.
On the Skyra,
I'm not letting you slide on not giving me a bottle cap rating, dude.
Okay, but the thing is, I kind of want to because it's like supposed to be this amazing water, but it's so average.
So, what's an average rating for it then? Out of 10?
5.
It's a 5, right?
5 out of 10. There.
I can support that too, James. I think we're on the same page today.
Yeah.
Usually we're a little bit off on our ratings. Like, mine's a little bit different than yours, but I was going to give this either a 4 or a 5, and I think it deserves a 5. It is spring water.
Yeah. So, we'll be right back. Here is an ad for you to listen to with your ears, so we can get, like, a half a cent. Goodbye. All right. 5 out of 10 by both of us, so on average is a 10 out of 20 or a 5 out of 10 water.
Yeah, so we have 4 waters here left.
Yes.
The Liquid Death still and sparkling. Uh-huh. And then we have Fiji and we have Perrier.
You can't really go in order with these, which one's the best. I know for sure that I prefer Liquid Death sparkling over still.
As do I.
But that's all I have that's definitive right now.
Okay.
That, like, I don't really know what to start with. I guess.
You want to do an eeny, meeny, miny, mo?
I guess. Out of these three.
Yeah, do it out loud.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo, catch a tiger by his toe. If you holler, let it go. My mom told me to pick the very best one. And you
Woo!
Oh, man.
Don't knock the mic over.
It. All right. Fiji water.
Fiji water.
Fiji water.
I like this water. It's always smooth, and refreshing.
This is one of the most unique waters, in my opinion. I know it's super famous and stuff now. It always has been pretty famous, but it's, like, I love how, floral it is.
Floral, yeah, that's a good word for
it. Try and focus on these, on those notes when you, dive into it this time, okay? Because it's great if you can really get them. Salut.
Mm.
You see?
It's so enjoyable.
It's floral, it's sweet, it's smooth. It feels like a different liquid.
I get almost like a coconut sugar flavor coming through, which reminds me of Fiji.
Coconut sugar.
You know, of course it's just pure water, and that's the different minerals that are in it.
I get floral, I get sweet. I guess that could translate to coconut sugar for some people. Yeah, I'm getting...
maybe a little maple, too.
Maybe that's why they have that iconic pink flower on the front of the bottle. Maybe the people that were tasting it before they released it were, like, getting those floral notes.
Yeah. I don't know what we've rated Fiji water in the past, but I think it's been rated pretty high.
I think so, too. It's very accessible. It is... It's a little expensive. It's got the TDS and stuff on here. 93 silica is 93 milligrams per liter. This is all milligrams per liter. Calcium is 18. Magnesium is 15. The pH is 7.7. Bicarbonates are 152. And the TDS is 222.
To me, it's just downright delicious.
I love this water so much. The only thing I wish I knew is that, the only thing I wish I knew is whether or not they were sustainable.
You want me to try to look something up on it?
Yeah, like if they, what type of carbon footprint they leave behind, if they even do leave a carbon footprint behind, you know, or are they carbon neutral? Because their water is so good, but it's an important aspect, definitely. So. It's gonna get a little, it might get a little bit off here, depending on whether or not they have that information available, or if that information is good or not. So, let's
see. Well, it looks like they've got some information here on the website, James. And I'm just waiting for the page to load.
Is it not loading?
No, it's taking a minute to load.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to rate it off the water then. I'm going to give this a... Oh, it's good.
Here we go. As part of its... our pledge. As part of its long-standing dedication to the environmental sustainability, Fiji Water launches a comprehensive plan to transform its use of plastic while promoting a circular economy. A more sustainable future. doing more with less, lightening our environmental footprint. In addition to introducing new 100% RPET SKU, we are committed to reducing our carbon footprint, investing $5 million Fiji dollars, $2.5 million US, on energy efficiency initiatives on the island, including the use of micro turbine energy generators and adopting low sulfur fuel standards for all shipping, dramatically decreasing sulfur oxide emissions.
All right. Well, I'm going to give this water a 9. Can I get really specific?
You can get as specific as you like. You know why?
Why?
This is your podcast.
True. All right. I'm going to give it a 9.25.
9.25. So this is a first, ladies and gentlemen. This is a quarter point.
9.25. I promise we're not going to do that very often. I just can't put it in a 9 or a 9.5. I have to give it a 9.25 because they're not completely carbon neutral, but they are doing what they can.
That's a great rating, James, and it's good. I'm going to have to disagree with you a little bit here. I'm going to give Fiji Water an 8 out of 10 bottle caps today.
All right. The reason that it's getting that point up for me and then that quarter point, well, the quarter point is because what they're trying to do for the environment. And the reason it gets a 9 is because I've only had, like, two other waters that are even close to similar, like Fiji Water.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just such a unique water. It's crazy. Like, if you were to compare side by side to even, like, Skyra here that we're using as a stand for the phone that we're recording our podcast on right now, you would be able to taste the difference for sure. It's so many unique different notes that you don't get with the normal ones.
Do yourself a favor, pick up some Fiji Water. No one's ever been disappointed after having a Fiji Water.
Yeah.
Literally.
It's so good. I just wish they came in glass. That would be so cool.
Yeah,
A glass Fiji bottle, that would be awesome.
That would be super dope.
They would have such, like, an amazing opportunity to make such a beautiful bottle, too.
Yeah. All right, so.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe again?
Well.
Or should we just do the LD in pairs and then leave Perrier for last?
That sounds good to me.
Yeah?
Yep.
All right. Starting with still LD.
Mountain Water.
The white can.
Liquid death, murder your thirst.
Oh, did you hear that pop?
I did. What a pop.
Wow. I'm sorry to your ears, listeners. How is this water loud? That doesn't make sense.
Everything about this water is loud, from its attitude.
From its branding to the sound when you pour it.
The only time it's quiet is when it's sneaking up to murder your thirst.
Wow.
Straight from the Alps.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers.
LD still. Again, very different.
It's good. It is really good water. The thing is, whether it's in plastic or in aluminum, I feel like sometimes in the aluminum, you get a little bit of that kind of tinny flavor coming through. Do you get that?
I do get it a little bit, but that's completely offset in the sparkling version of it. And the sparkling version also has an acidity that is really delicious. So that's why we prefer it over the still.
Well, here we go. Here's the sparkling. I'm pouring it for you.
Here we go.
Taste it side by side right away.
The black can.
Yep. Cheers.
Cheers. Before I take a sip of this, I just want to say, I really do prefer the look of the still can better.
The white can?
The white can. I think it looks so good. Isn't that awesome?
It does.
It has such a contrast. And I think the, the lettering on it actually isn't a full black. It's a very dark navy blue. And it looks really nice.
I'll tell you what, now that we're into October and it's kind of the spooky Halloween season, I think Liquid Death is the perfect beverage.
Definitely. That's what you want to have. Last year we had a skeleton in a chair that was in tourist attire, and he was drinking a liquid death, wasn't he?
Yeah, and I guess that was the death of him. Yeah. It murdered his thirst and murdered him.
Oh, no. What's the name of that film that we watched that was 45 minutes?
Death Till Dead?
Death Till Dead.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Great water, terrible filmmakers.
Yes.
Wow.
And they put blood, Tony Hawk's blood, into a skateboard and sold it?
That's badass, though. A $500 skateboard deck that has Tony Hawk's blood in it?
Wow.
That's so them. That's, like, awesome. If I ever become rich, one of the first things I'm going to buy is a liquid death vending machine.
That's a good investment, probably.
No. I'm not even going to keep it in public. I'm going to keep it in my room or something.
Yeah? Is it going to be free, or are you going to have to put coins in it? Or your credit card?
I think it's free.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's $25,000 for it to be free, though, so...
Ooh, that's expensive. You could buy a car for that.
Yeah, it looks so cool, though. It doesn't it look awesome? We talked about it on the pod before. Yeah. It has the axe murderer guy with the can head.
Yeah, it is really cool. Cool vending machine. Mm-hmm. All right, so, first the still, bottle cap rating, and then the sparkling, bottle cap rating.
All right, still... Just right off my head. I'm going to say, just for the can, not my overall rating. Can gets like a 9.5 out of 10. Oh, it's no. A beautiful, beautiful can on the still.
People mistake it for like beer or an energy drink. It doesn't really look like a water can, but it is cool.
Overall, I'm going to give the still a 7.5 out of 10.
That's what I was thinking too, 7.5. I'm with you.
Yeah, and then...
Sparkling?
Sparkling, the can gets, like, an 8 out of 10. It's still really cool. Not as cool as the still, in my opinion. And I'm going to give the overall rating of that, of the sparkling, a 8.5.
8.5. Okay, yeah. I can support that. I'm with you.
You're on the same page. Ratings?
Same ratings.
Nice. Yeah, we're really on the same level here today.
Yeah. Now, Jacques Leroux en français. Time to Perrier. Go to Perrier. Classic.
And, yeah, isn't this what we had during the beautiful experience when you guys were having your anniversary in Vegas, right?
I think that we did have some Perrier that night.
We had some Perrier in the Eiffel Tower. In Las Vegas, looking out at the... Bellagio fountain.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
That was so beautiful, so amazing. Wow, it was one of the best experiences of my life. One of the best meals of my life too.
Cool. Yeah, I really enjoyed that too. Sharing that with you and the producer.
It was so cool to see the Bellagio fountain as well.
Yeah, amazing.
Perrier, same bottle and everything too. Yeah, you know the cap for Perrier. It's pretty nice, actually, isn't it?
That's cool. It's got, like, a stylized P on it in gold over a green background.
It's, like, it reminds me of emerald and gold. Like, very luxurious, you know? Tell me when. I'm your waiter.
All right, sir. Well, I would say when.
Cheers.
Salut. Très bien.
They're so different. They're also different. This one has that acidity to it, that bite.
Yeah.
That you don't get with the other ones. And this one, especially, because it lingers. It doesn't, like, go... It doesn't dwindle off into a sweetness. It stays acidic until it fades away.
I really like the carbonation level in Perrier. I think it's kind of like a party in your mouth. You know, the little bubbles bounce around.
100%.
And I get the sharpness of it as well.
Uh-huh.
Like a little bit acidic. Mm-hmm. And it's quite refreshing.
It's delicious. And this is one of the best waters that you can pair with a meal.
That's for sure.
Yeah. I do enjoy this water. We picked up a lot of it today when we went to, we went on like a huge water trip today. We went to Smart and Final as well.
Yeah, what did we get at Smart and Final?
Well, we got two huge cases of Perrier.
Three, I think. Two glass and one plastic of the 1 liters.
Two giant, like 24 cases of Perrier, and then one giant 12 case of 1 liter Perrier bottles that are plastic.
Yep.
And then we got a 12 pack of 1 liter San Pellegrinos that are plastic as well.
And what else? A six-pack of Icelandic.
Six-pack of Icelandic, and then we got a new water lid that'll be on our next pod.
Yeah, a future pod. No spoilers.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'll tell you, the starting letter is V.
Mm-hmm.
Does that spoil it?
V. I don't think that spoils it.
I don't think it spoils it.
Delicious water. Really, I do love Perrier. I love their accessibility. If I remember correctly, they are either going carbon neutral or already carbon neutral.
I don't remember, but I think they are on that path, definitely.
I'm going to give Perrier an...
What's the number, dude?
Ah, it's hard because it's like... No, I can't join the Sinister Six. I'm sorry, Perrier. But it's such an elite water, though. Because it's so
I'll give
accessible.
You my rating, okay?
What?
It's 8 out of 10 bottle caps on Perrier.
Okay, then I'm going to give it a 10 out of 10, in my opinion.
Wow!
Because I'm giving it, because you didn't give it a 10, I can give it a 10 to kind of give it that balance. It's such a good water, and it's so accessible. It's not very expensive. It's just, like, it's a good water. It's a really good water.
How come they don't have a still version?
Because it's naturally sparkling.
Oh, naturally
it's
sparkling.
I told you, it's like it's a really good water, and it's like the most accessible premium water you can get.
Okay, I'm going to go up half a point. 8.5.
8.5 and then a 10. That comes out to an average of, I don't know, I don't do math. Yeah. So, I mean, we have another topic, right? I remember one of the topics that we have.
Yep.
And it's an interesting topic about a water that we'll probably never get to try because it is ridiculously expensive. So, this is Svalbardi water. That's what I'm talking about. This is a water that you can find at Disneyland.
Where's it from?
It's from...
Somewhere in Europe,
Iceland,
right?
I think.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, maybe.
And you can find it at Disneyland?
Disneyland.
I thought they only had, like, cheapo water at Disneyland.
And you know how it is a very cheap water. Yeah, if you get it at Disneyland, it's only
$120. Only $120
per
bottle?
Yeah.
How big's the bottle? Is it giant?
I don't know. I don't think it's very... I think it's like a liter. I don't think it's much, really.
Wow.
I wanted to see how much Disney was, like, knocking up the price.
First of all, where would you even get it at Disney if you went to Disney?
They have this, like, extremely highly rated restaurant there that's, like, fine dining.
Oh, yeah? Inside Disneyland Park?
Yeah. You can find it there. I went to their website because I wanted to see how much Disney was knocking up the price on it. And what do you know? It's actually a bargain on their website because you get free shipping. It's only $90.
Oh, you can buy it from Disney?
No, you can buy it from a website.
I see.
Svalbardi.
Yep.
It's only $90, but it comes with free shipping.
Free shipping. Okay, great. For a $90 bottle of water?
90 pounds. So that's more than $90.
Oh, yeah.
Bucks, yeah. and it's,
We'll have to ask Millen about that one, because I bet you he's tried it.
Yeah, definitely. I think it was actually, I think it was in the, blood water tasting.
Oh, yeah? Did it meddle?
Yeah, I think it did. I think it did once in sparkling high category.
Yeah, well, we'll have to try to get some high-end waters here at some point.
Yeah. But that's, like, ridiculous. 90, that's more expensive than Roy. And we haven't gotten that yet.
Nope.
We've got to get that one day.
Not yet. We're still on the hunt for Hilden here, too.
Uh-huh. So we've got to... We'll head back at one point, and hopefully they'll have water in stock. So, do you have any other topics?
What's on for the rest of the day for you, James?
Well, I'm just going to go do my chores and then chill out, honestly.
That's cool.
The rest of my day. Oh, and I'm going to have a delicious dinner and dessert today.
Yeah, we're going to have a vegetarian
lasagna
today.
Made with impossible beef.
So good.
So, it's the best. It's like...
And for dessert?
So delicious. Tres leche cake. Also homemade.
Wow. Is it my birthday?
That's what I was saying. It's like, it's so, like, such a great surprise.
Yeah, very right? nice.
It's amazing.
Thank you, producer, for making that wonderful meal for us.
Yeah, thank you.
Good, James. Right. Well, I think we can just go ahead and put a bow on this podcast, unless you have any other topics to get into.
Not really. No, we're going to change Axel's water tomorrow.
Yeah, Axel needs a water change.
We're going to go to Spirit Halloween, pick up some stuff.
Yep. So if anyone wanted to get in touch with the show, how would they go about doing that, James?
Well, they could go to our Instagram, at The Owls Podcast, shoot us a DM there. Our Gmail is thebowlspodcast@gmail.com. Our TikTok is at The Bowls Podcast. Our YouTube is The Bowls Podcast.
We're just media moguls. We were on all the platforms.
Yeah. If you're listening on Anchor, you can tap that voice message button to send us a voice message, and then we'll feature your voice message on the podcast.
Yeah. And then I want to say, James, sincerely, thank you for listening to all of the people out there listening to the podcast. Yeah. Our audience is growing. Slowly, but growing.
Slowly.
And we enjoy doing the podcast, so hopefully you enjoy listening to it. And until next time.
I'm James.
I'm Steve.
And this has been...
Bubbles!
Bubbles!